live from the heart of Los Angeles. This is the online edition of the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright
with tonight's guests from the Right Turn series, Tara Bennett Smith and Tess Cacciatore.
Night sky. Look at the night sky.
And performance guest, Ali Starr. I am Mark Lejeune, and now our host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
I can't believe this is finally happening. And when I say finally happening, I'm talking about a lot of things. And I'm excited about each and every one of them. I have had the pleasure of knowing the two ladies that we're going to be interviewing today on the show. One of them in particular for a really long time. And another one for ever since the Right Turn, actually. Before it was the Right Turn, and before it was something else, actually. And so now that it is, and now that it's happening for all of us to not only enjoy, but to experience something new and different, and potentially for the industry to experience something new and different, I've known so many different pieces of this and meanings and ideas and actual things coming together that I thought, well, what do we talk about? Because there's so much that makes this happen. And what that so much is life. These women have lived life on so many levels with so many hats and had so many experiences that where they are today, bringing all of this here to us, they make it look easy and they serve it up on a plate, but I know it hasn't been easy. And as a matter of fact, I asked for a write-up and this is what I got. And interestingly enough, this is not the show, but it is the show because it makes the show. Two women, entertainment veterans, refuse to be aged out of the industry. So they come together to create a new original scripted television series called The Right Turn. It's an original scripted series with 8 episodes coming out on AVOD platforms February 2023. This is a series that will bring women and men together to be entertained as well as build a community for intimate conversations and fun. Now, Tara and Tess, who you'll meet in a moment, are both co-writers, co-creators. Tara Bennett Smith plays the star of the series, and Tess is the director and music supervisor. Their story is a story of two women with everyday struggles who rose above the fold and came out the other side fully created, creatively expressed. And then they tell the story together of The Right Turn. So I can't wait to bring them on to tell their story. And for that matter, the story and the music of our performance guest as well, Ali Starr. This is going to be so much fun.
I think that the topic of life being a catalyst for so much that we have to share is key. I was thinking about it right when at the beginning of the show, and I was thinking about The Right Turn, and like you said, the iterations and the journey that that we know, at least I know through Tess, and the more I've learned, and what it takes to create and co-create things. And life never lets us down. There's so much to explore.
So we've titled this episode, The Right Turn, Time for Self-Rediscovery. What are we going to be rediscovering? We'll find out in just a moment. We have interview guest, actress, director, producer, screenwriter, and co-creator and co-writer of The Right Turn. Welcome Tara Bennett Smith to the Life Changes Show.
Hey, thank you for having me. Woohoo! I'm my own applause.
And the audience roars. And we have producer, director, and co-creator and co-writer of The Right Turn, Tess Cacciatore. Welcome, Tess, back to the Life Changer Show.
Thank you. Thank you. It's great to be back. You guys are always so awesome.
And it's great to be here for the first time. I'm very excited.
You know, again, like I said, life and life and life and then this. So what made you like say, let's put it all together and let's do it together?
So we're going to take you back to the time machine of 2015. Very short story. I was involved with this major network for women, and they had this contest for young directors. I was brought on to mentor the young directors, and the target audience for this specific network was closer to my age. And the young women that I was mentoring had some wonderful ideas, but it didn't seem like that it appealed to me as much as it might have appealed to millennials or 20-something. So I asked the production company if I could throw my name in the hat. And they said, yes, you have to shoot in one day and do post-production in one day. And Tara will tell her part of that story, but I just finished directing a pilot with Eduardo Costa from Italy, and Tara was in the episode as well, in the series as the lead woman. And I pulled the plug at the last minute because I saw some things were going on behind the scenes. The production company failed, so I had ownership of the property. And in 2018, Tara and I came together and said, let's just blow this up. And she's been the best partner ever since with all the creative things that we've gotten to do together.
Yes. And on my end, I had been on a acting sabbatical, I call it, hiatus. You know, I had done a lot of television. I've done a lot of things, Broadway, recording artists, a whole bunch of stuff. And, you know, you get to a place where sometimes you just get burnt out from being put on hold. And I remember right about the time when I took a break, I was on hold from December until January on a project that it was a network show. And they just kept me on hold the whole holiday. And when it came back, when after the new year came, they ended up giving it to somebody with more of a name. So I just got so burnt that I just said, I need a break from that. So I focused on my children and went more behind the camera. So when Tess was doing this project, I had just, you know, you think that the bug has left you, say, I'm done with acting. I'm never going to do it again. And then all of a sudden, one day it knocks. Okay, you finished having your little tantrum. Wake up, because you're an actress as well. So wake up and start doing what you do. So when Tess told me she was doing it, I said, oh, I'll be your actress. And that's kind of what happened.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things that that rings out for me, and I really like about this, is that the things that are meant for us or things that are important for us or right for us, they keep knocking, right, Tara? Yes. Like they're there. And it's hard to ignore. And sometimes we don't want to ignore. And one thing I know that you all taking this on together and all the different hats you've worn, you've like, as if you didn't know enough before, you've like accumulated more knowledge.
That's so experience. True. That's really, really true. You know, I often say, and I tell people that, you know, I have done so many things in this industry. I am the definition of a multi-hyphenate as well as Tess, and literally have pretty much done almost just about a little bit of everything.
Yes.
And what makes this union so special is that a lot of times you find that when you're working with someone, you often, being a multi-hyphenate, you're left to do the bulk of the work because you can do so many things. And you're up at 3 a.m. working while the other people are home sleeping. Uh-huh. But with Tess and I, we're able to switch off. You know,
and get up at 3 o'clock in the morning together.
And get up, exactly.
Call each other.
Exactly, because we literally start working. I start usually working at 4 a.m., uh-huh. You know, when it's quiet. My brain is quiet and everything. But the great part about this is that we can switch off. You know, I know how to do decks. She knows how to do decks. I know how to edit. She knows how to edit. We know how to shoot. We both know how to shoot. We both know this pretty much everything we know. We both have written songs. We both, I'm an ASCAP songwriter. She's BMI songwriter. Mm-hmm. So we both have done a plethora of things. So when we work together, it's not like I have to wait for her to do something or she has to wait for me. If there's an opening, I say, I'll take this, you take that. And it has been a blessing to work that way because we can actually get things done. Mm-hmm. You know, we can hold the light, hold the camera and put on the makeup while we're holding, you know, while
a spoon to stir the food.
Right, a spoon to stir the food. So, and we've literally had to do that sometimes with this project.
Especially during COVID. We had a lot of times where Like with one of the scenes at the end of episode three, it was a very intense scene. The actress felt uncomfortable because she had a young baby in the house. And so I had to go over by myself and do the camera, the lights, the sound, and, you know, direct a two camera shoot with this beautiful actress that Tara had brought on to play this part of Nikki.
Nikki. Yeah. Yeah.
So we've had to do it all.
I get the feeling, and I think I know some stories, but like the actors or people would leave the set, and then the next morning things would be completely different. They're like, "Oh, cool! Like, how did this happen?" Yeah, because we were up all night.
And because it's so linear in a lot of the actors' point of view, we're having a big celebration for our cast on February 9th to get ready for the launch. And they're going to be surprised how many people are in the cast because they don't know the storyline.
I mean, even my main guy who plays my ex-husband, he watches, he goes, who are all these people?
What do they do?
Yeah, where do they come from? Like, what is this? So everybody's discovering it because we shot like a film, you know, out of sequence, but we also just gave everybody their scene.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And kept
they're
it like,
surprised.
They're going to be surprised.
What's that storyline? They thought they were the only ones in it.
I know, right? Yeah.
So doing it like that also can be really confusing unless you've got it all squared away in your head. And it brings me back to the very first sentence of what I read. Two women entertainment veterans refuse to be aged out of the industry. And I'm listening to the two of you, both of you beautiful, both of you more than capable to do whatever in this industry. And on top of it, do whatever all at the same time. Like one would think and would hope in the future that we get it, that you are, I mean, aged out, that's so old way of thinking.
It is. And looks like now women of a certain age are getting a little more they're due
recognition
now. You know, when we started this project 1600 years ago, that was not the case.
That we're going to go until we're each 190 years
right
old,
exactly too, but so. You know, but it wasn't necessarily the case. And so we're kind of walking into a really good time for women, hopefully. You know what I mean? Because
Knowfully.
But still there's, you know, there's still elements of us clawing to be seen and being respected and, you know, somebody picking up our project and actually wanting to offer us something more than, you know, what they believe it's worth, because that's just how they see it. So we just decided we're going to do it ourselves, and we've been doing it.
Yeah.
I'm very happy to.
Well, the industry has changed a lot with the SVOD and the AVOD worlds. You know, for those of your listeners that don't know, this is subscription video on demand is like the Netflix, is the Hulus and HBO Max and all that. And so people are starting to lose interest in having to have multiple streaming platforms that they have to pay for. So a lot of people are dumping those platforms and going to the AVOD, which is the advertising video on demand, which brings us back to when we grew up and there was commercials to watch and people are going towards that. So now the big networks are scrambling to come up with a hybrid where there's a lower price for some ads and subscription for, you know, the free ads, you know, no ads at all. So the industry has changed. So we had to really analyze and go after multiple channels and ways to distribute that hasn't been done in a lot of ways. And it's very current. So we're really excited about the companies that have started to come with us and, you know, all the distribution channels that we're going to be on coming up in February.
So one of the things that I'm excited about personally about this is because it feels like 10 years from now, maybe not even that long, we could be talking about The Right Turn as a turn in the industry, because there is so much newness to what is happening here. First of all, the team of Tara and Tess. Mm-hmm. Can we talk about that? Or let's talk about that.
Yes.
Well, you know, one of the things I say as well is that, you know, women tend to have a hard time working together. Not always, but often. You know, when you look at all the girl groups, they always seem to fizzle.
And we were both in girl groups.
We were both in recording groups, years. You know, and that was true with my group. I don't know about your group.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, it's a similar thing. And I think that what we've learned, because did we have Did we butt heads? Absolutely. And, you know, any relationship that's going to happen because you're dealing with individual people. But one of the things I think became very important for us is that we really heard each other. And we
heard.
Yes.
Not heard.
H-E-A-R-D.
Yes. We would listen and hear each other. And we really set out to become better individuals. And in any relationship, when you think about it, that's really all you're there to do is become a better version of yourself. Mm-hmm. So our headbutting became, you know, the yang, yang, yang. And then, well, I first it's you, then it's I go do the work and then come back and then we're cool. And I think that, you know, it became more about how we're growing as individuals as we do this project than being right in the project and getting the project. I think the culmination of all of those things together helped to make it a special event for both of us.
To quote Brenda Brown, because I always have to shout her out, she always says, would you rather be happy or right? So if you're listening, Brenda, that one's for you.
We'd be happy when right.
Yes. But
no. So yeah, so we did the work to become better so that we can finish this project and I think we have a better friendship.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Cause it was rocky. And now it's just beautiful. And there's little bumps, but we know how
there's always gonna be bumps. Yeah. It's life.
I challenge any relationship out there, business, friendship, you know, marriage, to not have otherwise. A bump. Yeah. I think that
phrase "do the work" is so powerful and can apply in so many relationships in so many ways, and because it's all about personal responsibility, right? And,
yes,
and
changing, absolutely,
Mark. Changing your inside. It's fantastic.
Absolutely.
And that takes us to the show itself, The Right Turn. So another newness to this is that you all are tackling, is the word I want to use, like really head on some things that have not been tackled or with tact even addressed in TV series or even in film. So let's talk about some of those themes.
The themes. Yeah. So we were able to divide and conquer in a very beautiful way because we're both passionate about the same thing. We both have brands that help with women empowerment and all that stuff. And because I play myself as a tiny cameo in it, we're able to bring in the brand of Global Women's Empowerment Network and the homelessness and sex trafficking. And we bring in some really serious things. And what was really beautiful about co-writing, because we didn't sit in the same room with the writers team and all that. We worked individually and then we swapped the scripts and then scrubbed them up. And she will tell you about her journey, but it was really beautiful to watch how she was able to bring a lot of the African-American stories and content to the storyline that I would never obviously be able to write. So why don't you tell them about?
Well, I think, you know, beyond the African-American content, I think because we don't tell African-American stories, it's more about women's stories.
Well, that we focus on about the mental health.
Yeah, but we do. Yeah. One of the things we did with our actors is we sat down with, I say, about 85% of them. And we asked them, is there something that you've always wanted to do or play or portray in the industry that the industry, you know, has not been welcoming? Because we get typecast, oh, you're a lighter Black man, so you should be a doctor or a lawyer. You're a darker Black man, so you should be a thug or a, you know, something in that order. So we sat down with, you know, most of our actors and they gave us some things that they've always wanted to attempt to play. And we figured out a way to infiltrate that into the storylines. The other thing that, like the guy who plays my brother, he wanted to talk specifically about mental illness, mental health in the Black community, because we don't often seek out therapy, you know? Mm. So there are a lot of people dealing with issues now they're 50 and 60 that if they had gotten some help when they were younger, the issues might not be so prevalent in their lives. So my brother deals with mental illness. Mm-hmm. And another character, Christopher Duncan, B. Duncan plays, you know, he wanted to tackle that as well. So from the other perspective of being a help. So he said, I want to play a detective, but I also want to be a detective that helps men. So we're able to really dive in and have dialogue that's truthful and real. We also cover women, you know, women who lose themselves as moms and wives, and, you know, and it's very easy to feel like, you know, I'm doing things for everybody and I'm doing something for myself. But then one day you wake up and you go, wait a minute, I'm doing that little bit for myself, but that so much for everyone else. So we tackle all of that sexless.
And speaking of life changes, you know, women that go through the changes.
Right.
All and of so that. We go into a very humorous side of, you know, what happens with women in menopause. And of course, it's starting to be talked about in network TV with Grace and Frankie and all that kind of stuff. But we're taking it to a different level, you know, celebrating on the heels of these other shows that are bringing these topics to light. But we also have Gwen Talks After Dark, which we take each episode. And we bring in the topics that are important to us, and we have really intimate dialogue with the men of the cast and the women of the cast, and we talk about the topics that are associated with the episode that it's aligned with. So we're getting ready to go into post-production next week on that. So
mm-hmm. there's so many follow-on things. Like I know that you're working on workshops for people that want to get in the industry and how to do it differently and how to do it like you all did. But also I look forward to you two doing those together and having people see, and especially women, going back to what you said, Tara, of working together and that force that can come forward through that. So when we come back, actually, we'll talk about the main hats that you're each wearing, Tess, and then you, Tara, and then we'll talk about some of the sub hats as well, which can be quite fun. So we'll be talking more with Tara Bennett Smith and Tess Cacciatore about The Right Turn. Later on, we're going to have our Ask Dorothy segment and then our performance segment with Ali Starr, all on the Life Changes show when we get home on the Home Edition right after this.
When we get home.
Want to connect with amazing people who are committed to making a difference? From the Heart Tribe is a platform, community, and movement with the purpose of bringing like-minded humans together to help animals and the environment in order to gain a stronger connection and understanding of the world around us. They're dedicated to effectuating positive change by empowering individuals to organize meaningful and engaging experiences that build compassion for animals and the natural environment. Their founders and members' passion is to inspire others to actively get involved in their homes, their communities, and the world to raise awareness about the issues we face and, most of all, to be part of the solution. Through their efforts, they have also accomplished some amazing and tangible achievements. Their Pickup for Paradise beach cleanups have collected over 50,000 pieces of foreign debris. And also, thanks to animal rescue and recovery volunteers, over 30% of the volunteers have become vegan or reduced their meat intake. Daily habits make a big difference. Please join any of their upcoming events by going to fthtt.org and signing up for their newsletter. You can also follow on Instagram and Facebook at From the Heart Tribe. Have you felt inspired to meditate but you just can't? Do you suffer from anxiety, but fidget toys just make you more fidgety? Want to replace negative self-talk in your head that keeps bringing you down? Introducing the latest self-help solution, Phi Beads. Transformational beaded jewelry inspired by ancient wisdom, science, math, and psychology. All Phi Beads are designed to incorporate the powerful Fibonacci sequence, nature's mathematical formula that has shaped our existence from the beginning of time. The Fibonacci sequence, also known as the golden mean or the golden ratio, is recognized by our conscious and unconscious mind and resonates as order out of chaos, like we see in plants, flowers, seashells, ocean waves, the pyramids, and in our own body. Not only beautiful, they feel good to wear. Phi Beads can help anchor tranquility, positivity, focus, and structure in your life by doing the Phi Meditation. Phi Meditation helps you harness the power of I Am for intention, affirmation, and manifestation. Affirm the life you want. Get your set of Phi Beads at PhiBeads.com. That's Phi, P-H-I, Beads.com.
You are listening to A Conversation That Matters on The Life Changes Show. Broadcasting live from the heart of Los Angeles every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Share the journey with us at LifeChangesShow.com and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Life Changes Show.
Life changes indeed. And today we're talking The Right Turn, time for self-rediscovery. We've got director, producer, screenwriter, and co-creator and co-writer of The Right Turn, Tara Bennett-Smith, and producer, director, and co-creator and co-writer of The Right Turn, Tess Cacciatore. And actually, it feels weird just saying just those things when I know you both to be so much more. So let's talk about some of those hats. You know, it's interesting. We're going to talk about hats, but these are the hats that you wear for the world, in a sense, or for this project, or for your careers. But, you know, what about all the other hats that you wear, like mom or friend and, you know, caretaker? You know what I'm saying? There's so many hats.
There's so many hats. And then you add on the additional hats that we have to wear actually on this show.
Mm-hmm. And then the real hats you actually wear on your show. Is that what you mean? the beautiful hats.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The hats that I actually wore in the show.
Actually, wardrobe. Can we talk about your closet?
Well, you know what? I've run out of clothes, and I'm trying not to wear them till at least the series comes out. So right now I look like a bum. Actually, no, I don't.
Because they're all in the series?
Well, not really, but yes. And you know what? It was wonderful. You know, I think one of the things that helped with it is because I know Celeste, the character, so well. I got a chance to dress her how I would like to have her dressed and what I'd like to have her wear, which was my closet, because she's, you know, technically me. So, you know, she has a little pizzazz about her, and that's kind of what, so I'm happy to have the opportunity to dress her myself. And hopefully we will find, if anyone's out there and said, oh, I would love to dress Celeste, and you get a vibe of what it looks like, I'll take your clothes. You can be my stylist, so that Deborah Smith doesn't have to be the wardrobe person.
Yeah, so we had to be clever, because otherwise our credit roll would be about 5 people. And now we have about 10 people. Because Deborah Smith, when you see it in the credits, and we haven't shared this with anybody yet, Deborah Smith is our wardrobe stylist. And Teresa Hunter, which is my given first name, and the translation of Cacciatore is the hunter, she's the set decorator, because I live in the house of props. So if we were doing Christmas, I could pull out the Christmas. If we were doing Thanksgiving, I'd pull out the leafy wreaths and everything, you know, from napkins to whatever. And then Kitchen Cacciatore is the caterer, because we were cooking in my house. Tara's house, Celeste's house, was the house I was living in. And so, we got to wear a lot of different hats.
And you're giving out your industry secrets.
I know.
It's all right. You know why? Because
you get
those are the only two. Yeah, those are the only two names we're getting you, but there may be more in there.
I know you're not all the actors.
No, we're not. No, that part we're not.
So, Tess, you obviously get to not only dress Celeste, you get to be Celeste, play Celeste, and direct guide the character. Tess, you're doing the storyline, the directing. Tell us how this broke up between the two of you.
Well, so we both do the storyline. We both wrote it. So I would do more of the sex trafficking and the Gwen stories and some of the funnier ones. I've been able to write some funny things, which I love, with some of the characters. Mm-hmm. And then we would write our individual lanes, and then we'd hand the script over to the other person, and then we would scrub it, and then we'd pass it back and forth, and then we would set on it, and then send it out to the actors and shoot it. So it's not any different than any other industry with writers, but we got to write every single episode. And as far as the directing side goes, I've been a director for decades now, but this cast was really amazing. As Tara said, we had talked a lot behind the scenes with them, so we were able to really set up the base and the bones of their characters. And I would talk to them beforehand. But Tara did a great job in bringing in industry professionals that were so easy on set and so easy to direct that it was really fun for me to be able to really step into the symbologies that were showing up, like the flower of our series and different camera angles, and just really doing like the mood of it all. Because the reason why I loved having the music side of it all is because I would direct with the music in mind. I had a song in mind that I really, really loved. And so then I brought on Brenda Brown. So she was helping with all the logistics that a music supervisor has to handle, which is dealing with the publishing companies and dealing with the artists. But I'm a really big fan of, and I know Tara as well, the indie artists, mm-hmm. really giving them a spot to be able mm-hmm. to attach to a TV series. So we got the most amazing indie artists. That some are really well known and some are not known at all.
And some we've had the pleasure of having on the show. Thank you.
Yes,
to you both.
Alan Starr, thank you so much.
And exactly.
Coming up, and you're going to do a fabulous introduction, but I just want to do a little jump in here. Allie's going to be singing later tonight one of the songs from our series called Got to Do the Right Thing. And I, you know, I'm a shout out girl. And so I need to do a shout out to my girl, Annika Paris, because she's a BFF of mine. And we co-wrote the song. And Allie just knocked it out of the park. So I can't wait for you all to hear
her. It's a great song.
Aww. Yeah, looking forward to that. So before we give everybody a couple ways to find out more about the show, and actually a fun way to connect and get invited to watch parties, et cetera. So Tara, you were talking earlier how actors, especially in the African-American community, don't get to necessarily play roles that they want to play. Are you playing a role in Celeste that you've always wanted to play or wanted to play more of? Who's Celeste?
You know, yes, I would say yes. I wouldn't say that I've never had an opportunity to play. I think part of the reason why my career has been so kind of, it's that, I don't even know what the word is, but it's that I played so many different types of people. So I didn't really stick anywhere. You know what I mean? Sometimes people stick on something, they lock on, you know, a character that makes sense for them. And then that character is what the world gets to see. Sometimes they get to branch out. But me, I've done so many different types of characters. The Celeste, I got to really sink my teeth in this woman. And she felt like me, but she didn't. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah, I know when Celeste is on set and when Tara's on set, there's a very
different, distinct.
This is subtle, but it's very distinct.
Yeah. And I've learned that she's very different, but she's got so many pieces of me and so many pieces of my friend and so many pieces of women.
Yeah.
But she is probably, she's been fun. She's been a lot of fun. Yeah. She's got a lot of, you know, a lot of things that she's going through. She's going through life, you know? Mm-hmm. So
she also, what was really cool, this beginning was based loosely on a friend of mine, because I loved her name and where she went in her career from corporate to cupcake maker. That was kind of the premise of it. And then we kind of twisted it around where Celeste Wright Turner, which is the name of her character, but also The Right Turn is the name of the series, obviously, but The Right Turn PR is her career. And she only goes after like social impact and really good clients that get to play themselves as celebrities. For instance, we have William Catt playing himself. We have Tisha Campbell playing a scripted character, Christopher B. Duncan that Tara mentioned earlier. Sherman Augustus,
Isabella Hoffman.
Yes. So, and I have to do a shout out to our beautiful Filippo Carmel Rivella Maguire, who is our youngest 86-year-old character in the series.
And a proud 86-year-old.
I'm proud and so beautiful. And she's always wanted to act. And she was kind of living in the shadows of these big men that she was, you know, married to in the past. And now we were able to let her come out of and shine her light on the world, which is such a beautiful light.
And we've done, this series has done that for a lot of people, which is wonderful. You know,
Chef Babette.
But, you know, we have given opportunities to those who the industry, like Joan Ryan has said, you know, Sue's had a series before. She's like, they just are not calling me, you know? And I think if nothing else, it kind of rejuvenated a lot of people and gave them hope. So now that when they dive back in with a different perspective, a different mental perspective, because sometimes you get so beat up that you're in it, but you just, woe is me. But when you kind of have an opportunity to play something that's fun, it changes your energy.
Yeah.
So that now you can go back in with a different perspective.
So the two
have the cast members that wanted to learn more about Cruz. So Aaron Braxton would come.
Oh my God.
Every day that he was available, he would come and hang out.
And help if we needed his help. So
and we always have to say, cause he loved the food.
Yeah.
So the two of you have given opportunities that weren't necessarily readily available to you that you had to make for yourself, and now you're passing it on. So more power to both of you. Okay, so how do we get to enjoy the fruit of your work and get to learn from all of and be entertained?
Okay, you can, we're looking at, who's going to say? Okay, one way is if you text this number, 424-404-1980. That's 424-404-1980. If you text that number, you will stay in the loop because it'll send you back an automated response. And then you'll hear about the watch parties. You can go on that site. It's a really cool app.
Yeah.
It's our phone app. And then we're on IG at the Right Turn Series. We're on Facebook at the Right Turn Series. We're on a very non-doing nothing with TikTok page.
Yes.
The Right Turn Series. But we're getting there on the TikTok page. Social media is a lot. Woo.
So Tara's mainly handling our social media while I'm doing more of the post-production supervision, getting things off the plate and doing the decks and all that stuff. So I have to do a shout out to her. Because it's a lot of work. Sometimes those posts take a couple of hours a day. As you know, all of you from the Life Changes show, it takes a village.
Now, if people want to get a hold of the two of you or learn more about the two of you, they can go to your individual Instagram and Facebook pages and all that. And we have that all up on the page for Tara and the page for Tess. So it's all out there and the Right Turn. So is that the number? Because I have a different one. So is that the correct number?
424-404-1980.
Okay, then I'll correct them when I have. So thank you for that. And wow, you know, break a leg.
I'm launching on February 14th because we wanted to have a symbology of, even if you're in a relationship or not, it really comes down to self-love.
Mm-hmm.
In our relationships, on and off camera, all of us in the world, it's really important to be able to promote that self-love.
Well, actually, that's right. It's also on TV and Roku and all that, these other things, right?
Yes. Tubi, Crackle.
And more coming.
And more and more.
Okay. Once they text that number or go to IG or any of the other, you'll be sharing it all.
Yes, right? We will be.
And
yes.
And boy, do you share it all. And thank you for sharing. thank you for sharing
thank
as much
you,
as
Filippo.
You have.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much.
Ali, you're going to knock it out of the park next. We can't wait to hear you.
Tara Bennett Smith and Tess Cacciatore, thank you so much.
Thank you, Filippo. Thank you, guys. You.
Life Our changes. Pleasure.
All righty.
We're making the right turn to make the life changes.
The right turn.
You're making many right turns.
Many right turns. And with that, we have our Ask Dorothy segment.
Dear Dorothy, this is Carolyn in New Jersey. You have been very helpful to me, and I enjoy our conversations because we agree on so many important things. After talking to you, I've noticed that many of my friends and family members are not on the same page. Their views and mine differ extremely on things I feel are truly important. I've tried to explain important issues to them, and they just cannot hear me, and I don't enjoy talking to them about things that matter. How can I get them to hear me?
Dear Carolyn, it took me a long time, but I finally learned that if the people I'm talking to are not asking for my point of view, they cannot hear me. So I have learned to choose more carefully the people I share important things with. Each day, upon awakening, I do my morning prayer, and one of the most helpful things I say is this: thank you, thank you, thank you, God, for bringing more like-minded people into my life, and thank you for showing me the ones who can hear what I'm saying and thus help me co-create conversations that matter. Carolyn, I've used this prayer to attract more like-minded people, and I am enjoying the results. Gratitude prayers work beautifully for me, and I trust that they will work equally well for you, and that you will attract those people who will match your aspirations and dreams. It could also be a good idea for you to go to the website prevention.com and read the article titled How to Make Friends as an Adult. There are some great practical steps offered in this piece that may assist you in attracting more like-minded friends. I look forward to hearing of your progress in this endeavor.
Thank you, Dorothy. And if you have a question for Dorothy, please write her at AskDorothy@lifechangesshow.com.
And we'll be right back here on the Life Changes Show with our performance guest, Ali Starr, right after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and a little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening, someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to A Conversation That Matters on The Life Changes Show. Broadcasting live from the heart of Los Angeles every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Share the journey with us at lifechangesshow.com and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Life Changes Show.
We're back in our performance segment features singer, songwriter, dancer, actress, Ali Starr. Welcome, Ali, to the Life Changes Show.
Well, hello, and thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you. And of course, we got to know you through Tara and Tess and the Right Turn. We'll be featuring a song that you sing on that evidently you knocked it out. Evidently, I've heard it. I know. Speaking of knocking it out of the park, you know, you first of all, thank you. You are literally, because this is live, you literally held your show back. You have a residency in Vegas. Thank you. You held it back a half hour so you could do this with us today.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm actually sitting in my car right now while they're sound checking.
Oh my gosh. So thank you for that. And you know, and in your show, you sing, you dance, but you know, something that I think is interesting, like you like to, you inspire people by not only performing and being out there and beautiful and glamorous and all that. You inspire people by sharing like things that are really, really deep and powerful. You blew me away with several things as we were just starting to get to know each other. And you have a heart condition?
I do. I have supraventricular tachycardia, which is shortened to SVT, with a pacemaker.
Wow. My gosh. And you sing and dance and all of that?
Absolutely.
And then you don't only sing and dance and all of that, you're a mother.
I am, yes.
And
twins.
Of twins.
Yes, twins.
Okay, and I'm one of your one of the one's a girl and one's a boy. What could you tell us about them?
Oh my gosh, they're 11 years old. Literally my best friends. I call them my little broke best friends because it's always mommy, can I have? but my son is autistic, so I am raising a special needs child, and it's actually one of the highlights of my life because
wow,
children actually get a chance to teach me, and my son does that every day.
Wow. And this is what I was hoping for our audience to hear. We can't get more real than this. Literally, your heart on the inside and your heart on the outside, right? The children being your heart. Yeah. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I think I asked you, how do you do it all? How do you get up in the morning and you do it all? What keeps you going?
And my children.
Your children. Yeah. Yeah. So your singing career has, I mean, like you've done so much since an early age, knocking on doors and saying, I can do this or I can do that. And you too have done so many things. What have you learned in all this process that you feel like when you're on stage, you're sharing with the audience, even though it might be just a song to them or just a dance, you're saying something.
I am my most authentic and vulnerable self when I'm on the stage because I treat my people like family. This is the time that I get a chance to express myself through music. I may not always have the right words, but I can always find the right song to portray how I feel. And a lot of people can feel that from me.
Wow. Yeah, and there you go again. You're given heart. So we're gonna get to hear a single that has already been released, and then one that is a premiere, which is from The Right Turn. But let's. So I have to laugh because so I ask you about this first song, and then you drop another bomb on me. So. So, okay, what are we going to get to hear first and what is it about?
So the song that we're going to hear right now is called Situationship. And the song is about how I cheated on my husband and I had to make a choice.
Now, you see, maybe because I was just taken by not expecting you to say that, and I've never heard anybody say that, literally. But when I shared it with somebody, the first thing they said was, well, who'd she choose? And you don't have to answer that. You don't have to answer that. Okay, moving on. let me ask you this. So what do you hope people get from hearing a song like this?
Well, the song literally tells a story about how the whole situation unfolded. And it's just really me being honest. And I want people to just take away from the fact that what's done literally in the dark definitely will come to light. So you might want to just go ahead and be honest with your feelings from the beginning.
Wow. And there it is. Wow. Ali Starr, I was impressed. I was taken from you when I first started to get to know you and your music, but you're blowing me away here. So here is Ali Starr's pre-recorded song, Situationship, from the album. Same name, right?
Same name, Situationship.
Oh, let's not move so fast without saying this. What did this song do in the UK charts and then Amazon, blah, 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 blah?
The song charted to number one internationally through Amazon Music Choice, and yeah. I charted in the top 30 for the UK soul charts.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So here's Ali Starr's Situationship, pre-recorded on the Life Changes Show.
Yeah.
And there it is, Ali Starr. Thank you so much for sharing. Oh my gosh, sharing everything. Ali,
absolutely.
How do people find you? Mainly through Instagram at Ali Starr 1, right?
Yes, Ali Starr 1. That's A-L-L-I-S-T-A-R-R and the number 1.
Yeah, you know, I've been writing your name down so many times. My computer now, every time I put star, just S-T-A-R, it gives me an extra R because it thinks that's what I want. And so I'm like, okay. So I think you'll always be in my computer.
Look at that.
It learned. You know, you have been learning so many things you probably never thought you'd learn. But when you were a little girl looking at what this part of your life would look like, was it always singing and dancing? And why do you think it was? I'm curious.
No, it wasn't. I actually had a passion for mortuary science. So I was going to school to be a mortician.
What? Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Wow.
It runs really? In my family. Yeah, it's a family business.
Oh my gosh. And you had a passion for that. Okay. You know, wow. And then how did singing come up?
I literally just went to a friend's rehearsal and the lead singer of the band asked me, could I sing? And I said, yeah. And I literally did not go back to school. I didn't look back.
Wow. Wow. And here you are. More power to you. You know, before we get to the right turn, You know, it seems so much like the right turn, and for that matter, life changes, how we share with people, and the series shares with people really intimate things of their life, and and then you know, working through them, right? And so you've been working through a lot of stuff, and I liked something really interesting when I asked you if you had always been this direct or if it's something that you learned. And you said, and I'm going to ask you to elaborate for a little bit, that you like to give people the option to choose. I thought that was very profound. Could you elaborate on that?
Yeah, over time, as I grew up and I started to mature going through life and relationships, I learned that if you just be honest from the beginning, giving people the option to choose what they want instead of taking it away from them by being dishonest, you might find that you may have more power on your side to get what you want if you're just upfront.
Wow. Wow. I like you. Okay. Allie, tell us about Gotta Do the Right Thing.
Gotta Do the Right Thing. Oh my gosh. First of all, shout out to Tess and Annika for writing such an incredible song that totally fit my album, because it's about the ups and downs of relationships and really just having to do the right thing. So they created an amazing song that I feel like was tailor-made for me. And I'm so happy that it's a part of the Right Turn series. And I don't know, they didn't mention it, but I'm going to mention it. But I'll also be playing myself in the series. So I have a role now. And so that's really exciting that I got a chance to work alongside Miss Tara Bennett Smith. So it was a really cool experience.
Oh, nice. Okay. Well, exciting. Thank you for sharing it here. And we're going to get to hear Gotta Do the Right Thing right here, written by Tara Cacciatore. Wow. That's something there. Wow. Written by Tess Cacciatore and Annika Paris, and sung by Allie Starr, pre-recorded here on the Life Changes Show.
Don't you know that lately it seems crazy, but I keep on wrestling in my mind. You are telling me to come back, say that we belong together after all this time. I'm cold between two lovers, I've been blind. Don't you know? Baby, I'm so tempted, it's so bad, I feel so good. Gotta do the right thing, gotta do the right thing. Baby, I'm so tempted, it's so bad, I feel so good. Gotta do the right thing, gotta do the right thing. Says the sugar pill.
Yeah.
There it is. Gotta Do the Right Thing, premiering here on the Life Changes Show. From The Right Turn, you're hearing Ali Starr singing that. Ali, wow, nice job. No wonder when they said you hit it out of the park. You sure did.
Thank you.
Well done. And I know you got to go literally run and do the other show that you do in Vegas. So I want everybody to know they could connect with you. We've also got her webpage and all that stuff up on our website. But go to Ali Starr, A-L-L-I-S-T-A-R-R, and the number 1 on Instagram, and find out more about her and follow her. Ali, what a pleasure getting to know you. I look forward to seeing you in the series and anywhere else and everywhere else.
Absolutely. And before I get out of here, I just want to say a big thank you to my manager, Brenda Brown from Brenda Brown Entertainment. Thank you so much, Brenda.
Ah, wonderful. Okay. And so with that, all the best to you. Thank you, Ali.
Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. And after a big thank you to Ali Starr and to Tess Cacciatore and to Tara Bennett-Smith, that is our show. On behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Lee Donahue, and our executive producer and co-host, Mark Lejeur, I am your host, Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you that as your life changes, like ours surely did tonight, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.